Janaine Monroe. I'm looking forward to today. I would like to meet industry people, get to know, sometimes you don't know what route to take, there's all different kinds of routes to get to a certain specific field, so hopefully they'll help me, give me some advice on how to get there.
What's your feeling about trying to get into the industry? Do you think is your perception it's actually quite hard and a bit of a closed shop?
Yep, I feel like it's really, really competitive, so hopefully they'll give you some tips on how to stand out from the rest.
Johnny, getting to know the people who are in the business and how to make yourself accessible for the people.
Luke, obviously there'll be industry experts there, so they'll obviously give you some really good advice. What to do with production and like techniques within radio that will obviously be useful for this course.
Jake, maybe radio producing. I'm not really sure much about it, but I'm probably quite interested in doing it and learning about how to get into the world of radio, and don't really know how to get into it at the moment, but yeah.
Beth and Tolly, I'm really looking forward to today, and I hope to make some key contacts and get speaking to people in the industry and just kind of get like a bit of a look into how it could be like actually having a career in radio.
Camelia Narani, I'm really excited to meet the professionals and see the different aspects. I'm excited to learn about all of them.
Good.
Ruby Molyneux. I'm looking forward to today because I'm looking forward to seeing how other people can get into the industry and networking and speaking to different people.
Do you think the fact that it's they're mostly young people, when I talked about this, do you think that's don't have to worry about saying it, but do you think that's sort of encouraged you rather than, because obviously a lot of your lecturers and things are, you know, we are of mature years.
I do think it encourages you because you do think, oh, how long will it take for me to get into the industry? And when they are like a bit younger, it does help to think that that could be me in a couple of years or a year or something like that.
I'm called Eleanor. I'm looking forward to gaining an insight into the industry and advice, getting advice off people in the field. And looking forward to network with people as well.
Are you a bit anxious about it, about sort of meeting the people in the industry? How do you think they're going to be? Do you think they're going to be a little bit, you know, a bit starry, or do you think they'll be quite grounded?
Well, hopefully they'll be quite grounded, so they'll be able to give us some advice on how to get where we want to go.
I think you're right.
You're going to get our foot in the door. Can you get that?
Yeah, get my foot in the door.
That's what it's called, sorry.
Dan, really looking forward to finding out just more about the industry, like the people, make some contacts maybe. Possibly see like the other side of the industry. Maybe learn as much as I can from that.
What do you think the situation is with employment? I mean, do you get a sense that it's actually quite difficult to get a break into it?
I think it's very hard to get your foot in the door, but once you get your foot in the door, then it seems like there's a lot of opportunity out there once you get in the door, once you get inside. But sadly, getting your foot in the door is the hardest part.
Well, that's what today's about. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Lewis, I'm looking forward to learning more about the profession and how students after university can get involved in the business, and asking questions about what opportunities there are for students, and just learning more about radio as a whole, really.
Okay, anything in particular that you've sort of thought about in the past and thought, I don't really know how to get into that part of radio apart from the journalistic side?
Like right inside of radio. Like doing like the scripts and stuff rather than presenting, learning how to write radio rather than talk radio.
But like factual, yeah. or sort of drama and stuff.
Anything,
like that.
Anything, yeah. Like just more about the writing side, yeah. of radio, yeah.
Ben, looking forward to speaking to people who have already done like the sort of path that we're looking to go into and seeing what their sort of advice or tips would be, and learning about how to get more aware and active in terms of radio and radio production and that sort of thing.
What's your perception about how most people get into radio at the moment? I mean, what sort of advice you think you might be getting?
Just work hard and keep, you know, be interested and make sure you know how to write well and how to present well and how to make sure that the scripts are good enough to go out and be informative.
So do you think it's still a lot of, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know? Do you think there's a bit of that?
Maybe a bit, yeah, but if you'd... if you work hard, then surely they must appreciate that as much as knowing someone.
Hannah Kane. I'm looking forward to hopefully networking today and trying to look for work experience, and I'm also really looking forward to it because it's the first time I've been and I don't know what I'm expecting, so it should be really good and really exciting.
Is there any part of radio, because you've worked in community radio, is there any bit other than the journalistic side perhaps you're particularly interested in?
Maybe the presenting, because with some shows with presenting you can do both, and I think it gives you a bit more freedom rather than doing news all the time. With presenting you can normally have someone else come in and still be a part of the news within a show itself.
Basically you'll have 15 minutes on each of the tables this afternoon. We've got different tables. They're not labelled, so we're going to play a game to start with, seeing if you actually know what tables are which. So I'm guessing Hattie Pearson, yeah, and Greg Hughes off of Global Radio. Yeah. What's this table? Do we actually know what this table is?
Music.
Music? Yeah. Okay. Let me check my chart. Haven't we got music tables? See, it's always good to ask the industry experts whether they know what table they're on. Yeah, music, yes. Your music, correct. Will Wilkins.
I'm on my own. Can you believe it?
Do you want me to come and sit with you?
Yeah.
What's your table?
Sports speech journalism.
Oh, I'm totally sitting on sports speech journalism. Yeah, that's my thing. No, we've got digital today. Where's digital? Do you know where our digital table is? Digital. We've got independent production companies.
We're over it.
As you move around the room, we've hopefully got everything in the radio industry covered. So make the most of the session, ask lots of questions. I think we should just get it underway. 15 minutes. You ready? Yeah? Let's go!
So Dan, what did you get out of that?
I thought it was very interesting. I met a lot of people that I didn't think I'd meet. A lot of people from radio stations I do listen to, which I didn't think I'd meet either. Lots of people from XFM, but a lot of different perspectives on the industry really. Give me a lot of in-depth analysis and what it's like behind the scenes. It was really enjoyable.
Excellent. What's your, as the Americans say, takeaway point or points overall?
Takeaway point, I would say there is a lot more into going on in behind radio than I thought there was. There's so, on the side of branding or producing or even like the social media aspect of it, I didn't know that was such a big deal within it. I thought that's what I'm going to take away from this, as well as a lot of contacts I've made here.
Hannah, what was your main points you got out of this? Something that really made an impact on you?
Just the ways of like networking, like how, what's the best way and what do people prefer when you're getting in touch, like not being too over the top but then looking enthusiastic, which is quite hard to figure out because you don't know the person yourself. Like, it's just been really helpful, like learning about like social media, learning about all the different ways and what's the best way. Like, some people don't like to be called sir or madam, and then some people might like that. It's very well rounded day with a lot of different information.
Brilliant. Okay, team. A few points or a few of the main sort of things that you'll take away from this, do you think, Ruby?
I really enjoyed today because you got to speak to people that are actually in the industry and how they found their way into the industry, the contacts that they made. And it does help you for the future as well because you were able to make contacts.
The trouble is, I found, everybody has their own way, and they always say, oh, well, the way I did it, probably you won't be able to do. So, but you still found that helpful.
Yeah, I still found it helpful because they gave us other ideas about how they've known how students could get in, so they still gave us other ideas.
Anything on that, about contacts and things?
Yeah, it was really useful to listen to people's experiences and them giving me advice, and it helped me determine that it's what I want to do.
Anything in particular?
Presenting.
Presenting?
Yeah.
Amelia, anything that struck you?
Yeah, it was just interesting to see how they got their foot in the door.
Yeah. What about any?
I made a few contacts. Good. I've got a few emails written down, so I'm going to give them an email when I get in.
Yeah. Did it surprise you anything the way that the industry is now? Because it clearly is really changing very rapidly.
It seems like it's really hard, but if that's what you want to do, anything is possible.
Yeah. I mean, the way that we're using social media, and we're talking about, we're using Facebook and things like that, it's so much more important. It's probably as important as what comes out of the speakers, which to me, is really quite a kind of leap, I must say.
A lot of them talked about social media.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think?
Yeah, no, what do you think, Richard? That was the thing that made the most impact on me. I mean, obviously I realised it was important, but when you hear them saying, you've actually got to think about, you know, the actual words that you use on Facebook. You can't just write anything. You've got to think about your exact audience and what they'll respond to and what the algorithms that Facebook use, you know, really... You've got to think, you've not only got to get the radio right, you've got
Are you active on social media?
I am fairly active.
Do you
disappointed that you don't follow me on Twitter.
I'll follow you.
I will. I'm going to tweet that as soon as I get a moment. All right, let me just take these two. All right. So what did you think as Ben?
Yeah.
What did you think about, what did you take away from it? What did you think the most impact?
Made me feel more comfortable knowing that none of these had any sort of specialist upbringing. They just sort of got into it through enthusiasm and trying to get their name, literally their foot in the door, I suppose, just trying to get...
Did you fear that there was kind of some magic route, you know, Oxford,
I didn't see it like that.
But I felt like you had to sort of like, whether you knew someone or whether you had to have some sort of specialist training at like a university degree.
Or even like an apprenticeship academy, kind of like the Global Academy or like Radio 1's academies and trainees schemes. I think that's a good way now where radio's going forward and you have to work for free to kind of get the rewards at the end of the day. Kind of thing. So go through a academy or a trainee scheme, and I think applying for them might help get you a job in the future.
So there were more opportunities available, perhaps, than you thought. So that's kind of a good thing,
definitely,
isn't it?
Yeah. I've come away with a few email addresses and stuff of people who aren't even here today, but they've mentioned. Give them an email rather than pursue the people that are actually here. So.
And do you think that? I mean, the thing that struck most me most was the social media side, which obviously. You know, I knew it was important, but the way they were talking about the detail, you've got to think about that, made me think. I mean, obviously, you are the digital natives, unlike me.
I think it depends. You need, like, there's been a lot of talk about the branding about radio stations this morning. I think it depends on the brand of your station. So some brands would tweet pictures of certain things, and other brands would take it a different way. And, like, if you're commercial or... whatever, they might do things differently and use different hashtags and a way to get people retweeting that station rather than tweeting a picture of something that's totally irrelevant. Or
and Heart's going to be different from XFM, which is going to be all in the same company very often.
And it's always a way of finding a way of finding a different angle on something. So if BBC Radio 1 have tweeted something, how do then XFM take that and make it their brand and doing a new story on that angle rather than doing something that BBC Radio 1 have done? So
okay, just a couple of quick takeaway points, lads. Jake?
I think it's really interesting to like hear about what you're supposed to do when you go for work experience and like how to stand out in the industry and what they're looking for like future jobs and stuff like that.
Anything in particular that struck you that they were looking for that perhaps you hadn't thought maybe as much?
Like do more than they tell you to do. Like they'll give you a job but you actually have to do more and present them with ideas and stuff like that, and then you get yourself in there, and if they like what you do, then you can carry on.
Luke?
Yeah, it was the same sort of thing. Like I think the theme with every table was in the early days, like be busy, like always, like when it's, like Jake was saying with your work experience, you know, present ideas, do what they ask you to do to the best of your ability. And like one of the girls was saying how one day she was working cleaning the kitchen, the next day she was working on a big program. So I think it was interesting to, I didn't know about the sort of independent side, which I didn't.
I think that's completely different from presenting, which is a great thing that I'd think I'd definitely look into. And I think the social media as well, and how important that is, and how to build up your profile on your social media and put yourself in their position, like tweet like your favourite songs at the moment, your opinions and stuff. I think that gave me more to think about it.
So you're going to go back and get on WordPress and
I'm
already on WordPress.
Didn't they? And then embedding your audio and stuff like that. Well, hopefully we'll have plenty of audio over the next few months to stick on there. You can be proud of. Okay. Sinead.
I have learnt that there are more aspects to radio than I thought, especially commercial radio. For example, me wanting to go into news, like there's so many different areas, and even if you want to do the presenting side, it's not just that, there's sales, marketing, production, there's all these different areas that sometimes you don't really hear about as often, so at least I know there's other areas if I'm not over the mic. I know there's other areas I could go into.
And you think you'd be happy to do that, to just get a foot in the door, literally?
Yeah, because you've got...
Point of phrase.
You've got to start somewhere, you know. Don't necessarily start at the top all the time, so you've got to work your way up. And I'll be willing to do that. Once I'm just in there, sure, then I'll be okay, yeah.
Okay. Anything specific you're... Has it inspired you to go away and think that's what I must do now?
Yeah, one of the main tips that I got was to go home, create a website, and then every bit of audio you do, if it's in radio, if it's not, you know, if it's student radio, whack it on there. And so, you know, it's on your CV, there's a link, and people can just go straight into the link, and then it's all of your experience there. I thought it was very much like you had to record a demo, put it on a CD, send it off, but they don't really like that.
They're so naughty, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, this is the way they prefer it. You know, whack on your SoundCloud or MixCloud and all stuff like that. So I never realised that you could kind of do that. So I feel like I need to go home and do that now.
Mm. I mean, that's interesting because you're like the digital natives, and yet there were still, you know, things in there that perhaps even you'd not really tweaked to.
I had no idea that was.
Or that it was so easy to do.
Yeah, if it was easy, and you know, and the fact that they wanted that.
Mm.
But of course it makes sense because they want to be able to hear all your bits of experience and that, if it's news or if it's, you know, presenting something, you know. So, yeah,
and ideas was a thing as well, wasn't it, which we always say, but, you know, however many times you say it, it's always saying it again, isn't it, coming up with, especially in the independent sector, I thought they kept stressing that.
Yeah, ideas,
got to come up with ideas.
Yeah. Creative.
Yeah. spot the where somebody else has not done it quite the same way. So good, well worth coming.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we've got some contacts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
You got to pester. What do they say? Pester, but not kind of go get weird. Yeah,
I mean, sometimes you feel disheartened if they haven't got back to you. Then you've got to understand that they're not just sat there waiting for someone to inbox them. So you've just got to be patient, and if not, just give them a gentle reminder.